Mitzvah Soup. Song number 266, July 4, 1997. For the Wingard Storytellers. Mitzvah Soup.
A schnorrer traveling far from home was feeling hunger shock. So passing by a village farm, he paused to give a knock. "Who's there?" the farmhouse wife inquired.
"Oh, just a hungry soul,
hoping for a mitzvah soup, no more than one small bowl." "I'd like to make a mitzvah soup," she said in friendly tone. "But I'm so poor, so very poor, I lack a good soup bone."
"Oh, that's all right," the schnorrer said, "who needs a meatless bone? All it takes for tasty soup is just a single stone."
Surprised, the wife expressed her doubt. "You can't make soup that way."
"Oh, yes, you can, of that I'm sure. Just do as I will say. Go up to where your garden grows and dig around the soil. Pick up a stone and at your stove put water on to boil.
She found a stone, then washed it clean and dropped it in a pot. With tablespoon he took a taste. "I like this soup a lot. All it needs," he meekly said, "is just a pinch of salt to give the soup that gourmet taste no connoisseur can fault." "With salt in pot," the schnorrer said,
"let's make it better still. Why not add a celery stalk and onion, if you will?"
She added both plus one small beet. He took a taste again.
"If I have sampled better soup, I can't remember when."
Overwhelmed by all the praise, she added carrot greens with two potatoes plus some chives and 27 beans. And so the wife and schnorrer guest together sat to dine. They both agreed a single stone makes mitzvah soup. Dear.